Feel like you're getting it down, or?
Yeah, slowly but surely. I mean, it's a day-by-day process, and, you know, went out there and had a good day today.
What's it like working with Josh McDaniels?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, Josh, he's just like me. I mean, just an energetic guy, loves the offense, loves football, and, I mean, we go out there and have a great time every day.
How much different are these practices compared to an off-season workout at Eastern Illinois?
Oh, man. I don't even know if you could compare the two. I mean, it's night and day, but, you know, we come out here and, I mean, it's gorgeous out today. I had a great day of practice, and, you know, what else would you rather be doing, you know?
Are you happy with kind of where you are at this stage? Like, what's to be expected? Are you happy with where you are at this stage of the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's a process, that's for sure. But, you know, it's one of those things you got to take it day by day. I mean, each day is different, and you have to be consistently good, not occasionally great. I mean, you have to come out here and do your best every single day and let the coaches see what you could do.
Everyone who has ever played with Tom seems to mention that he's like a coach on the field, not just a teammate. Mm-hmm. Have you experienced that already with Tom?
Yeah, I mean, him and Ryan both, they've helped me so much. I mean, they're two guys who have been doing this for a while, and, you know, they know the offense very well, so they've helped me a tremendous amount. And, you know, them and a combination of Josh and our offensive assistant Jerry have just done a great job helping me.
What about the pace of these OTAs, the practice, picking everything up? Because I assume it's a lot faster than college.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's very fast, but, you know, that's what Coach Belichick wants us to be. He wants us to have great tempo in and out of the huddle, you know, moving from station to station. I mean, I think we did a great good job of that today.
Jimmy, what's the biggest surprise for you coming out of school now? I mean, I know you're not in full pads, but is there something that's kind of stood out to you about the game at this level?
You know, not really surprised, but, I mean, it's very fast. I kind of expected that, and, you know, there is a transition from the college to the NFL game, and, you know, it's just something you have to get used to, and great athletes do.
Jimmy, we talked to a couple of your veteran teammates last week, and they said you're doing a good job of commanding the huddle. How important is that? You're talking about your job and what you need to get done out there.
Very important. Very. I mean, the quarterback, you're the coach on the field. You're expected to know everything and get people in the right spot and, you know, like you said, take command. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to do.
How do you walk that line, though, as a rookie? Because, you know, as a rookie, I imagine you have to kind of know your place, but at the same time, you have to, you know, once you're at the huddle, you're the guy in charge.
Right. And, you know, the guys have done a great job of helping me out with that. You know, older guys, younger guys, everyone. I mean, it's a great group of guys in there, you know, so it's just not very hard. But, you know, you're the quarterback. That's what you're expected to do, and that's what I do. Go out there and do.
Yeah, you can't defer in there, can you?
No, not really.
Jimmy, can you take us back just to one play in practice? It was a long pass down the right sideline to 84, mm-hmm. 11 on 11 drill. Just sort of what you saw and what led to that read. And
You know, it's a good read. I mean, I don't know. It's just one of those things that, you know, you see the safeties rotate and you get your eyes in the right place and, you know, you have to have efficient eyes. And I did that in that play.
Aside from the physical aspects of the quarterback position, are you learning any leadership and how to be kind of the field general from Tom Brady and these OTAs?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, Tom does a great job of just going out there. I mean, guys look to him as a coach on the field. And, I mean, that's what you want in a quarterback. So, you know, just watching and learning what he does, not so much what he tells me, but just watching his mannerisms and everything, I've learned a lot.
As soon as you were drafted, people naturally speculated it was 2, 3, 4, whatever years you're going to take over for Tom. Did you just sort of chuckle at that when you hear something like that? It's a reaction for people, too.
I don't know. It's just one of those things you can't really focus on it. I mean, if you're focused on that, you're focusing on the wrong thing. So, you know, my main focus was coming out here and just, you know, being very, very consistent every day in and day out. And, I mean, it's a grind, and you have to come out here and just do good each and every day, really.
One last question, guys.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Does your day end after this? How many hours are you putting in?
Oh, it's not even close to being over. But, all right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.